This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a New England agriculturalist. I've been on board for pretty much all my life, been around cows all my life. And that's where we start here with our overview of what's going on. I usually start each hour with a focus on what's going on in the news as it affects farms. And certainly lately it's been about dairy. You've all heard by now that Borden's, which is one of the oldest and largest dairy companies in America, became the second major milk producer to file for bankruptcy in the last couple of months. And so what is the reason for this? Why do we have all of these circumstances that are bringing dairy farmers to their knees? Dean Foods was a creator of the atmosphere. Borden was not. The circumstance is complicated. It has to do with the big ag connection to government, stupid things being said by the Secretary of Agriculture, like get big or get out. The small growers are going out, the small farmers, the small dairy farmers. There was a very interesting overview. First time I've ever seen USA Today take a look at dairying in the way that it did. I think in the last week or so, they focused on, as a big picture, in the money section of USA Today, I think it was last week or the week before, that had cows on a rotary milking parlor at the dairy up in Wisconsin. The farm now milks 5,500 cows, where the average size of a dairy farm in Wisconsin is about 150 cows, but they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. A scale of what numbers of people can do with all the robotic milkers, the technology that has changed farming, not only here in our country, but all around the world, frankly. So is that the way it's going? There were 10,000 dairy farms 5 years ago in Wisconsin. And now they've either gone, most of them, by the way, farm, family operations passed down for generations, and now the assault on milk and milk prices, which have basically crippled America's dairy land, places like Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, you name the places. Now the farmers have gone to the Southwest, where they can more easily deal with the numbers. I talk all the time about the farm I pass in El Paso when I'm driving from East Coast to West Coast, and there are 15,000 cows in these three different locations back to back next to each other along the I-10 coming out of El Paso heading into New Mexico and Arizona. And so we have these decisions, the appalling harvest last year really affected a lot of people in the farming business, especially as far as cows are concerned and dairy. There's a story, there's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking, there's a series of stories about the distress that farmers, especially dairy farmers, and what we're talking about isn't just the farmer, we're talking about the user. You know, these companies going out of business mean that the sources of milk that you will have, the choices, even if you don't realize, and I'm talking to a farm group now, but there are a lot of people who listen to this program that aren't farm related. They just want to know about their food source. And the business with Borden, because they say they filed for bankruptcy because they can't afford the debt load that they have, 3,300 employees. They have some of them that are union members. It's been hurt by the trends in the industry. People blame the advent of coconut milk and almond milk and soy milk, which isn't milk. It isn't. Milk comes from the mammary glands of mammals. That's what milk is. So it's not that we're misusing the name, and that is, I think, also hurting the consumer, because the consumer doesn't really know the difference one way or another. They just know that supposedly almond milk is better because if they're lactose intolerant, they can do this, that, or the other thing. Well, the reason that you're lactose intolerant in most circumstances is because the processing now that milk goes through is much different than what it was when we first were using pasteurization back within the last 100 years, 50 years. The milk you grew up on and the milk that's available now, it's different milk. Processed differently, produced differently, and it doesn't have the benefits, and it is easier to be lactose intolerant, so that gives another door. I mean, we're not analyzing this thing intelligently or correctly. We just aren't. It's not being, there's so many different things. The fellow that was the CEO of Dean Foods was given a $3 million bonus to push the price of wholesale milk down below $20 a hundredweight, when everybody who's in the agricultural end, the milk end of agriculture, knows that it costs more money than that to produce quality milk, more than $20 a hundredweight. So what did you accomplish by pushing the price of the milk that you pay to the farmer? You're accomplishing nothing, because you're getting cheaper milk that the public doesn't want. The public's wising up to what you're doing. So this thing becomes, we're going around in circles here with this thing. As far as Borden is concerned, the company's discussed a lot of potential plans, but it's not sure what to do next, and I can understand that. It's not an easy, road to hoe. They have no friends in Washington, that's for sure. You got no friends in Washington. When the Secretary of Agriculture says, get big or get out, that's not a good sign, especially for those of us who are in the family farm business. I want to meet somebody with you, give you the story of David Leon, who is the executive director of the Farmer's Footprint. You'll find his approach to farming to be fascinating, I think, as we move ahead here in this hour of the American Family Farmer. I oftentimes talk about how important it is for farmers, along with the rest of the people in our world, to get a good night's rest. And the time now where so many farmers are so stressed, I haven't talked about that, how stressed humans equals stressed cows. That's a whole different thing that we can talk about. But one of the things that stresses out farmers is they don't get a good night's rest. Give yourself every opportunity to get a great night's sleep. Please go to MyPillow.com. You and members of your family can look at what's there. You can find the pillows that you want, the size, the shape, the color even, at MyPillow.com. Then you can save by using the DJV code. You can save up to 66%. All of the MyPillow products are at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get gift cards. You can register for all kinds of special deals in addition to what you get, up to 66% off buying the towels, buying the sheets, buying the pillows. All the products are there. This is a brand name to be reckoned with in America. Everything is made in America. Everything is sourced in America, with the exception of the sheets. The cotton for the sheets comes from Giza cotton in Egypt. But other than that, everything comes from the United States. The pillow will change your sleep habits forever. No more chemical foam pillows. Nope. My Pillow, washable, dryable, and very sleepable, very usable. Get all kinds of pillows for all the people in your family and the dogs in your family, the dogs and cats. All those beds are there as you look through the catalog at MyPillow.com. Think about what to buy. Get the best price by using the code DJV.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Somebody just asked me if Elsie the cow was the mascot for Borden, and yes, you remember correctly from when you were a kid, Elsie the cow was on the label of all of the things that came out of Borden. Now, moving into our next phase of conversation, we meet David Leon, who's the executive director and co-founder of Farmers Footprint. It's a nonprofit dedicated to accelerating. I don't want to read. I want to hear from you. I'm going to introduce you, and I'm going to tell people who you are. I don't want to. They don't want to hear it from me. They want to hear it from you. So, David Leon, welcome. Who are you?
Thanks. Hi, Doug. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Well, you got the first part right. I am the executive director of Farmers Footprint. We're a new nonprofit, and the mission statement there. We very much are looking to accelerate universal adoption of regenerative agriculture practices, and that's for human health, for planetary health, and for the resiliency of the American farmer.
One of the things the American farmer has to do is embrace a lot of new things like Excel spreadsheets, using computers, share. And the younger farmers are great at this because they're onto social media and they exchange a lot of information about how to do things the right way or the way they've experienced it. So we have that, I suppose, going for us. And a lot of the information, it's either that technology or it's the technology of what you're working on, because a lot of the information that you have at your fingertips about regenerative agriculture comes from research, and that research is being passed along through the new world order of information, right?
That's right. Well, and I think what's important to acknowledge is that while any one farmer may have a limited suite of tools, maybe they know an Excel spreadsheet, maybe they know some social media, maybe they know some direct-to-consumer sorts of technologies that they can use to help grow their business. But what we want to do is I've immersed myself in conversations with, farmers, with financial institutions, with research institutions. And what we're really trying to do is see how can we kind of make a much broader set of tools available to any one farmer, and so they don't have to rely on what they just have available in their own backyard. And so we're on the lookout for those sorts of tools that really are helping to scale this transition and to make this change a little bit more manageable for everyone.
Well, it is. It's a huge transition for farmers. Has been the death, literally, of some farmers, the death knell for farms, family farms. So we need to dig around this a little bit more. Hold on. David Leon with us here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
All right, sir. Here's to a focus on new. It's new, the new and the old coming together. David Leon is here from Farmers Footprint. It's farmersfootprint.us. That's their internet address. You have been in the commercial business. You've had for-profit under your belt, and now you're working for a non-profit. This is an important area. Who's in this group with you, this Farmers Footprint? Who are these people?
Well, the main person that most people will know is my co-founder, Dr. Zach Bush. He's coming from the medical research side. He treats patients at clinics, and actually came out of a rural clinic practice in Virginia. And he really backed into soil health as sort of a root cause for what he was seeing in terms of the health epidemics in his patients and more broadly in the United States. And
you mean people getting sick because they're eating food that comes from land that is either depleted or is depleted for several reasons. The stuff that is being put on the land is making people sick. Is that pretty much the bottom line?
Yeah. That was the assumption. I mean, what Zach was seeing was he had patients coming in with these chronic diseases, and he was going, well, let me put you on, for instance, just an all kale diet, and I would expect to see those inflammation markers start to go down. And he was actually seeing some of them going up. And he said, well, what's going on with our food that is causing these sorts of situations in our bodies? And having studied extensively, the gut microbiome, and then understanding the very complex biology that's happening in our soil that has really co-evolved alongside human beings for our entire existence on this planet. And that was really kind of a light bulb moment of going, you know, what is actually of the soil is also of our bodies. And that's where a doctor really starts to get interested in soil science. And
see, I don't think it's that. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a farmer. I'm not just a farmer.
Sure.
but I know what's going on the land. I talk all the time about the microbes that come out of the back end of a cow, where everybody's bitching about methane gas. I'm looking at the ground, and the area around the cow poop is all green and lush, and I'm thinking to myself, why is that? So you do a little research, and you find out, duh, that what goes on in the cow's belly is creating an atmosphere for the land to be enhanced as we keep depleting it by throwing crap on it like Roundup and whatever else it is that sucks the goodness out of the soil, or just not putting things back into the soil. Here the cows are helping to rejuvenate the soil, and I think that I don't think it's that complicated, frankly. I think you
right.
can follow
well,
the trail.
Actual interactions happening in that biology are complicated, but you're right. At its simplest form, there is a cycle here that nature, you know, has created that is very much, hey, we eat the food somehow gets passed through a cycle and goes back down into the soil, and that's feeding the microbes, and that's again now feeding the new food. And when you disrupt that cycle with you know, harmful pesticides that are sort of decimating the life down there, well, what you're going to get out is depleted food. And so that's really what he was seeing in his practice, and you know, in the rise of these chronic health issues. And that's when we decided, you know, we really need to do something about this. And light bulbs started going on sort of across mm-hmm. the board in terms of people connecting their food to their health in a way that they hadn't thought about it before.
Hello. Yeah, but that's one of those duh. All right, let's talk about what we're doing in this arena when we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, everyone. This is Kendra Wright. The new year is here, so how are you going to stick with that resolution to have a more active lifestyle? How about combining a little fun and fitness? The Ring Fit Adventure game for the Nintendo Switch system is just the thing for both gamers and non-gamers alike. It's a new type of adventure game that lets players explore a fantastical world and conquer enemies using your body's real-life movement and exercises. It comes with wearable accessories that respond to the player's real-life movements, allowing the game to turn them into in-game movements. It's a fun way to get active. This is a true adventure game designed to keep players coming back day after day as they level up their character, unlock new in-game fit skills, and get more active. What could be better than giving yourself or loved one the gift of fun that's also part of a healthy lifestyle? You can even create formal, customizable workout routines. Ring Fit Adventure retails for a suggested retail price of $79.99. It's a great way to start the year off right. Game and system sold separately, game rated everyone, 10 and up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After firing at least a dozen ballistic missiles at two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, Iran is now threatening further attacks if the U.S. responds militarily. State media reporting that the military there has plans to attack U.S. allies in the region, like the United Arab Emirates and Israel, if the U.S. does respond in that way. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising President Trump for the airstrike that killed the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani last week.
President Trump should be congratulated for acting swiftly, boldly, and resolutely against this terrorist in chief.
The U.S. still assessing damage from yesterday's attacks, but saying there were no American casualties. President Trump will address the nation later this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now we're through the holiday season, back to focusing on the real deal. That is, how do we survive in the year 2020 if we're a family farmer? We're working with the folks from FarmersFootprint.us. David Leon is the director and co-founder of this operation, with a doctor named Zach Bush. All of the soil work that they're doing. And I said, basically, this is a pretty simple, the way Mother Nature works, the way the universe works, pretty complicated, but yet it's pretty simple when you get right down to it. There's good and there's bad. And what we've had over the last, certainly since the advent of Roundup and Bayer buying out Monsanto and what they've done to the planet, it's very interesting, David, to look around and see what the landscape is, because now the Bayer, who wishes they hadn't bought Monsanto at this point, because there's so many lawsuits, dozens of farmers and individuals are suing Bayer. And so now comes along a new outfit. There's a company called Corteva, C-O-R-T-E-V-A, that is promoting a new weed killer. Weed killers on my farm, I used what we call an old tool called a cultivator. And even with some of the more clever farmers, one of my friends developed something. Well, actually, it's been developed by other people. But you put a Bunsen burner, basically, on a cultivator, and you burn the weeds around the corn or whatever else that's, you know, you're growing. There's no reason. It's easier, for sure, to throw something in the machine and spread it around and hope that it'll kill all the weeds. The insidious thing about Roundup is it killed the weeds, but it didn't kill the seeds, so it replanted itself and, you know, it became a never-ending cycle, which was a great way for them to make money, but they didn't think about how they were going to be killing people. And it's a direct and an indirect thing. You're more interested, the farmer's footprint, interested in the indirect results of what's happened with what we've been putting on the soil, not putting into the soil, putting on the soil. So stuff may grow better, but it isn't growing it because the soil's better. It's growing it because what we put on top of the seed makes it grow better. So you're focused on the in-depth way of making, of putting back into the soil. And I remember sort of studying this, and I bought a deep tiller that would, some of the land that I had, I used this thing, went down into the ground almost 3 feet. If you had 3 feet of topsoil, you were fine. If you didn't, then, you know, it was a problem. But that got stuff that was way down in the soil up to the surface to help things grow better. So anyway, that's sort of a background thing as to how I view this. More importantly, right. What are you doing now? What do we do collectively to make the farmer's footprint better, healthier, so that people appreciate what the farmer is doing once the farmer knows what he has to do?
Right. Well, just a quick note to the point you just made is that I think that diversity of options, that presents both a challenge and an opportunity, right? Like, the challenge is that there's not going to be any one silver bullet method or process that is going to work for every farmer and every climate and every soil type for every crop, right?
Right.
And
so
there's a challenge there in scaling sort of the education that's going to be needed around how farmers need to change their practices. But I think there's also an opportunity. I mean, the farmer is the most resilient and innovative person we have in the American economy.
Absolutely. Yep. And they've proven it decade after decade after decade after decade of what we have to do. And what you're trying to do, if I read between the lines here, is get us away from this chemical dependency that we have, which is depleting the value of the soil. That's pretty simple. That's the message, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, I'm a kid from California. I come pretty outright and say that, look, I'm not a farmer. But I am looking at the models that are going to help create something robust here, and that's a robust business. It's a robust relationship with your land and with the field, and also, you know, with the consumer and understanding what they want. And I think we're going to have to pull resources from outside, from different sectors, and that's really what Farmers Footprint is about.
And one of the other things, not to keep focusing on the culprits here, but this, again, the duh factor is when you look at the chronic diseases that have been created by the way we've grown food and the people that run these big ag conglomerates, you look at the board of directors of big pharma companies and you look at the board of directors of companies like Monsanto and you see the same names. You see the big pharma guys and you see this. I mean, it's the same people. So they figured out a way to make you sick so they can make money on trying to get you to be better. And it's so obvious what's going on here to anybody. So what we want to do is spend our time here talking about how to regenerate the soil, making organic matter. And I, you know, I'm trying to, I'm putting together a little composting thing on my farm, but I'm now going to add to it food scraps, because I think that that's another area that we have been lacking, and there's a lot of good stuff there that once you mix it all up and make that brew, that sort of witch's brew, it do great things for the soil. But can we make enough of these? Can we make them big enough? What do we do? Because it's a problem not only in our country but all around the planet. So we got to do something. And what are we going to do?
Yeah, so when I, you know, when that came to me and challenged me to, kind of presented me with this problem, and he showed me the film that they had been working on the year previous, which you can see on farmersfootprint.us. That's the first leg of an intended docuseries that is starting to follow this transition. Again, not trying to make a silver bullet story here. We're trying to tell an ongoing story that we hope you know, we can tell over the course of years as farmers sort of go on this journey, and we can bring people with us. And that is, you know, I came on and I said, look, Zach, I'm not gonna come on here and go on the corner and collect signatures to help the farmer. I really want to get into the mechanics of transition. What are the financial incentives? What are the education requirements that are needed? And so as we started working through that, the film was taking off, and we were very surprised by this because we weren't sure what was going to happen. And what ended up happening is I started getting calls from nonprofit orgs, academic organizations, farmers, consumers, big food companies, healthcare companies. They were reaching out and going like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. And I didn't realize how all this was connected. And so I started backing in and going, you know what? There are lots of folks on the ground and groups that are working on individual parts of this problem, be it the consulting for farmers needed to change their operation, the technologies for controlling weeds and otherwise. There's all these groups doing this amazing work. And what hasn't really come together yet is a connective sort of story and a cohesive message around all of that. And that's really what we started being called to do was, you know what, can you tell a story that is going to reach all of this diverse group? Farmers themselves are such a diverse group, and there's not any one story or approach that is going to apply directly to everyone. And so our calling started to crystallize, you know, really in the last couple months of last year, really, around, you know what?
Yeah, this is new. All this stuff you're doing is new. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, and what you're doing really in a way is helping in that front is we need a media organization that is going to connect and tell all of these stories so that people can hear and grab onto the pieces that are going to be important to them. And so that's a big part of our approach is storytelling. And we think that that's incredibly powerful. Well, we've already seen the power of that.
Well, we've seen some films in the past 10 years that have talked about the decline of the farm, the problems with farmers, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen a film that, I mean, I understand, I'm looking at this film, the trailer, by the way, is good. The farmersfootprint.us is the place where you can find this film that would be good for every farmer to look at. Not that the farmers don't know what's going on, but sometimes it's not in their best financial interest to do this stuff because they need a quick cure. Farmers are hurting, so they need to grow more, and they do whatever they have to grow more. They're not thinking about what the next generation, what their children are going to do with the land. So it's more the children that we got to get to, or the new farmers you got to get to with this stuff, because the old guys are trying to just survive. That's really kind of the bottom line.
That's right. Yeah, I mean that's sort of succession story and the new generation of farmers. That's a big theme for the stories that we tell, and I've been really inspired by the conversations that I've had, and you know, kids on the farm who don't see a future in it and moved away You know, went into tech or went into something else. They're now reinvigorating and coming back and bringing some of those skills back to their family and saying, "Look, I'm going to take what I've learned outside of the farm sector and see if I can make a difference here." And that's what we want to do in math is. We need to get folks who are passionate and understand that the universal, you know, common denominator here is food. This is stuff that we are all eating and
survival.
Putting into our bodies.
Hello.
That's easy. And you know what? That is a pretense for political change because this actually, it crosses the red and blue aisle. It is, you know, regenerative.
But David, you gotta get these people that are working to try to get your vote. They are clueless. The only person that's really talking about this is Mayor Pete. That's why he's number one in Iowa. And nobody's talking about the food sources. And Amy Klobuchar is from a farm state. She should be talking more about it. Bernie Sanders news from a farm say he's beginning to talk about it because he sees the attention. I would think they'd all see the attention that Mayor Pete is getting because of his focus on food and what's going on with the farmers. The farmers are not with Trump, at least as far as I can see, anymore. They only would be grudgingly with him, but I mean this whole business of the trade war and bailing out farmers and who got the money is a disgrace. So we got all of these things. It becomes political. There ought not to be any politics involved in eating good food, growing food, having safe soils. There should be no politics involved in that.
The cool thing is, I mean, with regenerative agriculture, there is so many happy consequences, right? So if you're a coastal constituent or progressive side and you care about the global warming issue, guess what? Regenerative agriculture is great at sequestering carbon and creating resiliency to climate change. If you care about purely the financial incentives, we're going to lower input costs on your farm and create a higher profit margin with regenerative agriculture. I don't even have to mention climate change to you. Yeah. And I bring this up because there really is multiple routes to tell this story. And the key is really telling all of them and saying, you know what, if you don't believe in that part, that's fine. I've got another really good reason for you that's going to really matter to you. And that's where I see the opportunity politically. And I push back a little bit. I mean, Alan Williams from Soil Health Academy was mentioned, I think, in the second Democratic debate. And now all of the candidates have started to add. You will see regenerative agriculture, maybe not big and bold at the top, but it is in their platforms now. And I think that's only going to continue to grow. I think that we've recognized that this is a solution and farmers can really be at the forefront of the environmental challenges, of the health challenges that are facing the nation and the world. So it's a really exciting time to be a farmer, honestly, despite all of the doom and gloom predictions. You guys have such an opportunity to be a leader in this.
There's a new world order here for sure. And you'll get a lot out of going to this website. Simple, straightforward. The film, watch it at farmersfootprint.us. David Leon, thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer. Let me help farmers who have enjoyed perhaps, well, maybe because in the wintertime don't get as much exercise, so putting on a few pounds. Let's see if we can take them off. Getting healthy the right way using Calitrin, the exclusive weight loss formula that is natural. No drugs, no stimulants, none of that stuff that'll make your heart go and, you know, your heart beats like a bag of worms, as Dr. Ken says, and you're all jittery, you can't hold your hands straight. No, don't do that. Get on to this diet, and, well, actually, not a diet. It's just a way for you to lose the weight. Yeah, but you should have a good diet. Eat well and take Calitrin before you go to bed every night, and in 4 or 5 months, you're going to be losing weight and keeping it off, which is what you need to do. Keep that weight off with Calitrin. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, buy a 6-month supply for the price of 3, and get free shipping. Calitrin.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The opportunity, because I guess this is my program, so I feel like I need to comment on things from time to time. And my conversation brought me back around to something that I talk about frequently, and people ask me for more information, especially on my own farm, about how cows can save the planet. And so I'm going to get into that with you in a matter of moments in a brief overview. I want to remind you about how the history of our American Family Farmer show goes back about three and a half years, and every week we have a different focus. You can find in an accrual way, we aggregate all of the shows and they're all there listed, what the information is. For example, the current American Family Farmer show talks about the weather, how reports indicate that a lot of family farmers haven't been able to fertilize or even get onto the fields. And then we talk about the White House, the negative effects of the tariffs. That story continues for sure for the family farmer. And then I introduce you to Bobby Wilson, who is a government relations associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, a division of the National Farmers Union. She has similar duties with Dairy Together over the last 10 years or so. We look at the history of dairy farms. Do you realize this country has lost 17,000 dairy farms in the past 10 years? So we have about a third as many cows as we used to, and that's not good for us, certainly not good for the family farmer. But we have these huge conglomerates, and that's really what's affecting us, and we talk about that in the price crisis. And then I opine on farming anxiety, the weather, and the trade issues, that sort of stuff. So support yourself. Join a support group. That's one of the other things we talk about, how to do that. The current version of the American Family Farmer Show. You get it, you download it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marley and Martha. Yes, Martha is Martha Stewart. Marley is a friend of hers, came up with an idea to send fresh ingredients, great food, right to your door. And you can get that now. You want to cook meals at home? Here's a way to get fresh, healthy food, healthy choices by going to, you just get your iPhone or whatever device you have and text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. You get the great food sent right to your door. The first three meals are free. So to be a part of Martha's free taste test, be the first, one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810 right now. Get the great food. Fix it at home. Text the word FORK to 246-810 to get the first three meals for Martha and Marley Spoon free.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business.
By helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, S-525-19. Valid on SKU 513099.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, so how do cows save the planet? This is a favorite, and I admit to this because cows are my thing. One of my favorite focuses here, especially as we keep talking about all the aid to farmers who ought not to be getting the help, the farms that are suffering from climate change, Trump's trade war, whatever. And here's how you can help. If people don't understand what's going on with your cows and their role in the environment, the issue is pretty controversial. Some people believe methane gas from cow manure is a contributor to climate change. It's not. Livestock emits 2% of the total methane drawn into the atmosphere. But there are those who use the argument that methane emissions are going to kill the planet. No, we're not going to kill the planet anyway. We will not kill the planet. We'll kill ourselves, but the planet will be just fine. Get some cows and let them run around like chickens, too. Chickens and cows, the best thing to recreate the health of a soil on a farm, any place you want to. I know it's not likely you're going to get a cow or a chicken if you live in the suburbs, but cows and chickens together will save the planet. I know you won't hear that anywhere else, but you sure as heck heard it here first. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.